This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Big news last hour is Mitch McConnell calls out Chuck Schumer about his horrific comments last night. We're going to talk with Kelly Armstrong about that at the bottom of the hour. Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. We don't know yet who she'll endorse. That'll be interesting. Of course, Biden and Sanders are neck and neck. She had 65 delegates, and Sanders had 531. If he had her delegates, it'd be a dead even tie. And, of course, 1,991 delegates are needed to win. So we have a race, folks. No doubt about that. That's something to watch on the Democrat side as well. We have a conversation coming up in just a moment with a very interesting gentleman from Plug and Play. And he is very well known at 19 years of age, the Iranian Revolution. He was in the U.S., but his allowance was pulled from underneath him. So he went from, you know, the son of a rich Iranian family to, you better go to work, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. And so he went to work and invested in one company and then another company, and his deals just kept on getting good. Android was one of his early wins, many others, you know, all the names you know in the Silicon Valley. And the interesting thing is now all they do is they talk to business and industry and they say, you know, what do you need? What is missing? What kind of technology would help you? And they saw the immense amount of innovation happening out here. And really, when you think about Steiger Tractor and Bobcat and some of the things that
Case,
yeah. You know, plant, you know, that's, of course, the old Steiger. But, you know, there's a lot of ag innovation. A lot of it. We are basically the Silicon Valley of agriculture and innovation. Phoenix International and Barry Baxter, what he's done with
exactly.
all of the devices there. So they saw that. They noticed that. And a lot of people, in fact, John Gottfried, a state official in the middle of this, because he has an investment or a technology portfolio within the insurance department, part of the effort, but a core group of people, about 18 months, 2 years worth of effort, and all of a sudden, with some other partners, Bremer Bank and a few others, they announced they're opening an office here. And so they go to industry. In fact, Saeed himself spent time with cattle ranchers and said, you know, had these conversations with big cattle ranchers. And again, they find out, what does the industry need? Then they go back and find somebody that has the wherewithal, the techniques, and the technology, the ideas, the Steve Jobs of, 2040.
To make it happen.
To make it happen.
Love it.
And then they invest in it. And they give you the rocket fuel to take a business and set it off. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But this guy, you'll hear the stories here. It's pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing. No doubt about that. We had a conversation earlier this morning with Kirsten Baszler. We're going to play you some excerpts of that interview as well. Ask her the tough questions about why, what. You know, now what? And just dug into the entire situation a little bit. Big topic of conversation the last few days in the North Dakota political circles as well. And then one other issue I want to slip in here. I received a note from a listener earlier this morning about the Leland Olds station. And the Leland Olds station is owned by Basin Electric. It's a power plant. And this particular plant, according to my source, yesterday an announcement was made that the supervisors of U1 Leland Olds were told by management that that plant would be coming off on Friday, and there is no timeline when it will come back, and it's off for economic reasons. This is Leland Olds, Unit 1 at the Basin plant east of Stanton. About 220 megawatts of power there, which is obviously a fair amount. It's less than the Coal Creek Station, but it's still in the mix. So I asked the question of Basin Electric, is this true? Is this happening? And it turns out, part true, yes, in the sense that evidently when high winds and mild temps come along, they call it the, a shoulder month. It's one of those times when there's a little space in between seasons where they have a shutdown because market conditions, which would be the economic side, would say it's not worthwhile. So this is evidently very normal with market conditions. And so until the weather takes a turn the other way, where maybe you have less wind and you have colder temps and there's more power needs, then it would go back up. So wanted to address that as well today on the program, okay? Let's start this conversation with the co-founder. I think he's the founder or the co-founder of Plug and Play from a big announcement yesterday. Governor Burgum was there. A lot of officials, and again, if I start naming people, I'll be doing it forever because there's a lot of folks that have been involved in this for a long time. Scott Boulier, certainly the dean at the NDSU School of Business, and a number of other folks. For sure, Greg Tavine. You got James Lehman from the Department of Commerce. Just a lot of people coming together to make this happen. Let's share the thoughts of, this yesterday, somebody in North Dakota for the first time of major significance from the Silicon Valley. Not to take, but to come here and say, hey, we can do that here in Ag Innovation. It's just a big dang deal. So
we're pleased today to welcome to the program the founder of Plug and Play, Saeed Hamidi, is with us. First time in North Dakota, so first of all, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And I have had a wholeheartedly welcome. It's been an incredible morning today.
So if you had to do a little word association on North Dakota, before you got here, what did you know about North Dakota?
You know, I know from what the coast people say, it's like flyover. But the reality is it's the farming and ag heart of the U.S. and perhaps the world. So I really have enjoyed learning more about Fargo and North Dakota and the whole Midwest, if you would call it.
And today you announced that Plug and Play, your company, is opening its 26th office globally right here in North Dakota, right? What does that mean? What does an office of Plug and Play bring to North Dakota?
We generally work with the corporations that are on the ground, like both equipment suppliers, fertilizer suppliers, farmers, the ag community. And then what we try to do is to bring in the whole value chain and add a spark to it, add an energy to it with entrepreneurs. We believe like entrepreneurs like Larry and Sergey of Google, who have organized the information of the world, have actually helped all of us save time and increase our knowledge. If you choose other entrepreneurs who did Uber, who did Airbnb, I feel in the ag business, we haven't had that disruption or this innovation. And quite frankly, with the population of the world growing, we need to bring speed, innovation, and technology to ag business to be able to sustainably overcome the challenges of the world.
I understand you've met with some cattle producers on your trip here, so you know you're in North Dakota when. That's a good deal, and some big beef folks. Give me an example of one thing you hear in them in the way of something that's holding them back where bringing this ecosystem of the technology and the investment might bring us the next Uber or whatever.
You know, like if I can use, it's very unusual for us to open Bentonsville, Northwest Arkansas. But with the help of Walton Foundation and Walmart and John Tyson Sr. and John Tyson Jr., we hope to build the innovation platform there in supply chain. And then specifically in Fargo or North Dakota, we need the community, the university that we are in right now, for everybody to come together to, if we find the Larry and Sergey in this building, then they need help. If you know Andy Bechtoltheim and Ram Shyam wrote the first check for Larry and Sergey and got Google off the ground. And
when you're in the same room as someone that helped Google get off the ground, and
right?
In other circles like PayPal and Android and Mercedes and other technology innovations, it's just unbelievable. More of our conversation with the founder of Plug and Play, now with the North Dakota office, coming up.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Ellingson. I know any day they're going to call and say, Scott, no more, no more, we can't do it. Last chance for that great deal, $70 off per acre, Ellingson Water Management. That's right. A water management plan is the one that can maximize the productivity on your operation. And, you know, they've been here for 50 years. 50 years they've been in business, 20 of those in the Red River Valley, and that's part of the reason they're celebrating here. They want you to just put 2019 behind you and start 2020 outright and pick up yield. Improve things. It can be done. Talk to folks that have done it. Take a look at the difference between what's tiled and not tiled. Unbelievable. Land assessment, planning and design, drain tile installation, mapping, record keeping, election water management. 50 years they've been doing it. 20 of those in the valley, so you got $70 off per acre right now. If you call 701-893-9030, but it won't last long. All right, more of our conversation now with the founder of Plug and Play. Fascinating story. 15 years of age, comes to the United States. 19, the family fortune goes away. Starts investing in companies and has never had a bad one since. Just incredible what's going on. Now 26 operations around the country. He was just telling us about Bentonville, Arkansas, where they were down there to do supply chain innovation with some of the best of the best. The Waltons, the Tyson folks, they go down there, they take advantage of what's there locally. So now, what about North Dakota?
And then specifically in Fargo or North Dakota, we need the community, the university that we are in right now, for everybody to come together to, if we find the Larry and Sergey in this building, then they need help. If you know Andy Bechtoltheim and Ram Sharam wrote the first check for Larry and Sergey and got Google off the ground, and then Sequoia and KP gave them $25 million when they were 18 months old. So quite frankly, not that only money matters, but the expertise of these people that have built great companies. Google went from zero to $10 billion revenue faster than any company in the world.
I'm sorry, he's not done yet. Go ahead.
Help to do that is one of my best friend, Omid Kordestani, and he learned how a company grows fast because he was at the other startup. I think Google was his fifth startup that he was involved with. And I hope that we can have people go back and forth from Silicon Valley to Fargo and bring that know-how and expertise to increase the speed and increase the possibility of building a global company here.
That whole interview, by the way, is on the website, and I hope it stands the hair on the back of your neck up, because then you're properly getting the possibilities from those kind of connections. When you're talking about vetting 20 to 25 businesses a year and considering investment and, you know, going through that process, hey, we want another Google here. We want another global company here. And agriculture innovation has been here a long time. Long time. They're also talking about energy as well and ways they can help there. So that's exciting news. Check it all out on, I think I have it on my Facebook page, Todd. Maybe you can share it on KFIRE's page and you can hear that interview. It's very interesting. Same with our conversation with Kirsten Baszler, which happened before the show this morning because of some meetings that Kirsten Baszler had. And I really wanted to just try and get to the bottom of you know, look, people make mistakes, and she certainly made a mistake. This is not the mistake in, like, I probably shouldn't have grabbed that $10 bill off the table when it wasn't mine. It is a serious mistake that could have harmed someone. And, I think the big thing now is people want to know, okay, are you serious when you say, I get it, I got a problem, I need recovery? Are you serious? Here's her answer.
I think that's all going to be in my actions, Scott. I mentioned yesterday, and there may be some reports of it, but I understand that a lot of people might think that I made this decision to appease the public, but there couldn't be anything further from the truth. One of the very first questions on the evaluation that I did early this week was, how committed are you to following any recommendation that this evaluation results in? And number one being not at all, somebody's making me do this. Number five, I think maybe I should should do it, I'll consider it. Or number 10, I'm completely committed to doing whatever the recommendation is. And that's where I was at. I have family members who struggle with this, and I love them very much. And I've been a family member of a family Al-Anon group member for a long time. And I would never, ever, ever minimize the challenge of alcoholism or recovery for a public or political reason. This is, you know, I prayed about it. I visited with professionals that would be able to make an objective decision. And this is for me. And I know God is guiding me every step of the way.
Do you believe that you have a problem in the sense that, you know, when there's treatment involved, the question is, I think, fairly asked, are you an alcoholic?
Well, the assessment that I did was with the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation. That was the firm that has had family members, as I said, been very successful with that. So that's why I reached out to immediately. And their recommendation came back that I didn't need residential inpatient care. I hadn't gone through any other programs before. I had not, you know, ever had, you know, a DUI before. I hadn't failed. I was able to get to work, take care of myself. So residential inpatient care is not what I needed. So they said I would be able to find the care that I need in North Dakota in my community. So I have another appointment this morning, and we'll be attending that. And we will work through that. And I think it's one of those things that it's you know, you can't take a blood test like you can for diabetes or something like that when you figure out whether you have the chronic disease of life, the lifelong chronic disease of alcoholism. And so that's where I really am going to work with the professionals to determine what level I'm at, and again, be just truly open and receptive and succumb to whatever the professionals say that I need and to what level I'm struggling.
A lot of questions are being asked about the Valley City, or the Jamestown, I guess, dinner, Lincoln Day dinner, in which you signed wine bottles that were labeled with your name as a giveaway item. In fact, I see that's making national news today. Did you feel like, what am I doing here? Why not just say no? I'm not sure why the host puts you in that position, but did it at least make you feel uneasy?
I did. I truly did. It was when I walked up to where the action items were and they asked me to sign it, I had an immediate, oh my goodness, I don't think this is a good idea. I'm not sure how this is going to play. But I am going to tell you that my Catholic heritage and being the youngest of seven kids, my mom and dad's guidance in me just kicked right in, and they taught me when you're a guest. I was a guest. I was an invited speaker. I was a bit uncomfortable already. I had called them earlier in the week and said, I completely understand if you want to have another keynote speaker, I can help you find someone. And they were so gracious and said, no, we committed with you. We want you. And so understanding that I was an invited guest, in my upbringing, you as a guest don't go into someone else's home or into someone else's event and tell them what they should or shouldn't do or can and can't do. And they explained to me that it was a long-standing tradition that they had done for Hoven and Kramer and Dalrymple, and the list goes on, and a major part of their fundraiser that evening. And so,
tough one, that's for sure. More of our conversation, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too, all coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Mama's drapes, standing tall.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. I want to play you one more clip of our interview with Kirsten Basil, and we're going to talk with Kelly Armstrong here on What's on Your Mind, and we'll put this whole interview up as well for you to hear. Here's by the way my take on this. When someone says I want forgiveness, I'm asking for grace, you're one cold-hearted sucker if you say no, you're not getting it. But ultimately, that's up for every individual to decide, and ultimately, I think the voters should decide on this. I really do. And one of the, you know, I'm hearing lots of things from lots of people, but one of them is saying, this woman drove drunk, she could have killed somebody. Absolutely. Sadly, it happens every day in North Dakota, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But it happens. And she didn't. Now, is it a firing offense? Do you get to decide that? You decide. The voters ought to decide this, and by the way, I understand how this is going to be done. I talked to Rick Berg this morning. The DPI race is nonpartisan, so they do a letter of support, not an endorsement normally from the Republican Party. The executive committee met last night. Now the full committee will meet, and they will decide whether or not to go along with this idea of moving it to the summer meeting. That's basically what they're talking about doing. Executive committee met. 10-2, they said, we believe it ought to be something we deal with at the summer meeting after the primary, but the state committee has to validate that, so that may happen yet. But I did ask Kirsten Basler that question. I asked her flat out. I mean, you could have killed somebody by doing this. Does that resonate with you?
Well, number one, when I think about that, I shake. I mean, I am just so grateful, and I know how fortunate I am that I didn't hurt anyone else or hurt myself. And the thought of that is earth-shattering to me, and I'm sure to everyone else as they think about it too. I actually thank God more than once a day that He was able to protect everyone else and me from any injury. To the idea of did I think I was impaired? My belief and actions and decisions up to this point is I believe any alcohol is to a point where I'm just not as sharp. And so I don't believe no one should ever really drive after any alcohol. That's my personal belief. I'm not going to make any decisions for anyone else or make any judgments. I just know that that's my standard is that any alcohol, you should not be getting behind a vehicle. And I didn't stay true to that conviction of mine.
Kirsten Basler, more of that interview online. You can, we'll have it on our Facebook pages, and you can find it on our websites as well. And no, that story's not going away. But A lot of conversation about it yesterday. I want to make sure you got a good chance to talk about it today. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, by the way. MyPillow has the best deals ever going right now. Somebody texted me last night. Who was it? A guy, Eugene Grainer. He said, I need more pillows. I said, well, buy the book, too, and then you'll get free shipping. That's the way to go. 800-506-9028. That's a special number just for our listeners. If you go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials link is what you click on to find all the great deals. The sheets, the towels, the pet pillows, your pillows, the works. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call him at 800-506-9028. All right, Senator Kelly Armstrong is here. Hello, Kelly, how are you? Did I just call you a senator? I think I did.
I
gave him a promotion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, although I don't know if that's a promotion. A lot of headaches over there. But anyway, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
For the majority, I would take it for the majority, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Life's a little easier when things are in the majority, for sure. But you found quite a role there in the House. On that point, give yourself a little report card here for the first time. You've been very involved, obviously, in all of the efforts to defend the president, all the legal games against him, and had a chance to interact on many things. Do you feel like you're finding your sea legs and having a blast?
Yeah, I think I'm finding my sea legs. I was uniquely situated to do some of this just because of my previous trial experience, and I don't think it was, we're doing hearings on criminal justice or clemency and criminal justice reform right now. We could have been doing those all year, and I think I would have found my sea legs on those issues too, but like I said, we don't get to be in the majority, so given we don't choose what we participate in, but I'm going to participate in it, and hopefully we've got some of this behind us, and we can actually work towards something before the next election.
I talked to somebody that was at the Lincoln Day dinner, I believe, or the lunch or something at the in Bismarck that you spoke to, and they said, this person hadn't really been following what was going on, so I couldn't believe all the things you're involved in, loved the speech, so I hear nothing but good things back here, so that's... That's a good place, right?
I think that's important outside of impeachment, which is what it was. One of the things that I think we'll constantly have to be vigilant about is the continuing divide between producing and consuming districts. And that conversation isn't going away. And that's it. That was my message to everybody. I know that'll be my message throughout the campaign as well, is we're going to protect what North Dakota does well because we fuel the world. And I'm not really interested in people who consume the products we produce telling us how we should produce them. And that fight's going to continue to go, whether it's the Green New Deal, climate change, federal regulation, draconian rules that put coal, oil, gas, production, agriculture at a disadvantage on the world stage. I won't accept that. I'll fight tooth and nail to make sure that doesn't happen.
Big story in Washington today. Oh, I guess a couple of them. Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race after she effectively, put Sanders in a position of sort of having to, underdog, I guess. I mean, Biden kind of get all the momentum right now and Bernie falling back thanks to her. She's out. But also the big story, Chuck Schumer, in his comments out in front of the Supreme Court, literally pointing to and threatening the Supreme Court and mentioning by name two of the Supreme Court justices. Here it is. Listen to this, folks.
Now, why are we here? Because inside the walls of this court, who's talking? Can't have two rallies at once.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Oh, that's the bad guys? Okay. We will ignore them. Now, we stand here today because behind me, inside the walls of this court, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments, as you know, for the first major abortion right cases since Justices Kavanaugh and Justices Gorsuch came to the bench. We know what's at stake. Over the last 3 years, women's reproductive rights have come under attack in a way we haven't seen in modern history. From Louisiana to Missouri to Texas, Republican legislatures are waging a war on women, all women, and they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. if you go forward with these awful decisions. The bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with
American...
All
right, I've heard enough of this nonsense. When you first heard that, what was your reaction to it?
Well, my first reaction was Supreme Court justices are appointed for life, so there are no political consequences. So no amount of spin by Chuck Schumer or his people can really take it away. You know, it's okay. You get caught up in the moment. I obviously disagree with Senator Schumer, but what you do when you do something like that is you stand up and apologize. You don't try and spin it. There's no spin to that. There's no spin. It's inciting rhetoric, and that's what it is.
By the way, he today went a little bit further, saying, "I regret my words," but you know, I mean, there's no apologies here. There is he's still in fantasy land. His team was spinning last night that this was not about the Supreme Court justices. It was about the senators and others that hired him, and then he's continuing to just say, "Well, I'm sorry for my words," but.
You don't get to do that when there's video of your speech. I mean, you can say whatever you want after the fact. I mean, apologize. We all say things we don't mean once in a while. I hope he didn't mean that, because if he did mean that, that's very dangerous.
Let's talk a little bit about the coronavirus response funding. I know $2 billion was initially suggested, and then it moved up from there. I mean, do you think that additional dollar amount was more politics than it was actually needed, or you think this is the right amount?
No, I mean, one of the things we'll end up doing is refunding our emergency response things when we're done with it, if there's anything left over, which exists for this very nature or for this very scenario. But, we're seeing it right now. I mean, as far as it's working out, in a place that's $23 trillion in debt and we should watch every penny, I don't think coronavirus is the place to make sure we have to come back and do it again. This is just, I mean, it's important. It's obviously, it's on everybody's mind. You can tell by the stock market swings. You can tell by empty airplanes. You can tell by people canceling movies. Apple came out with reports on their revised sales. I mean, everybody's doing it. This is a serious issue. We need to treat it seriously. And the president and the vice president and their team are doing a great job.
Is it your sense North Dakota has everything it needs?
Yes. Well, I mean, yes. We talked to the North Dakota Department of Health, and they've been absolutely rocking and rolling. I mean, Governor Burgum and those guys have done everything. And just so everybody knows, you can get tested at every Department of Health service in all 50 states right now. And there is mass production of kits that will be available and continue to move out. So,
interesting. Now, as far as the overall, concern. Give me your sense of from everything you've gleaned from the information you get on the coronavirus overall, your level of concern here.
Well, obviously, it's more fatal than really thought. I think there's good news is it seems to not affect children in nearly as substantial a way. Bad news is obviously people elderly or people with respiratory problems get affected significantly. So we want to be able to do it. We want to monitor it. We want to be able to continue to work forward, and we have to do it. So, I mean, there's good news, there's bad news, but it's continuing to spread, and we need to continue to combat it in the most robust way possible.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong are welcome on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text us a question. Frank has a question. Go ahead, Frank.
Good morning. With Elizabeth Warren and all these Democrats dropping out, is unemployment rate going to go up? A lot of people looking for jobs.
I think the attendance in the U.S. Senate will go up.
Yeah, exactly right. Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, we had about 2 inches of Joe Biden snow this morning.
What is Joe Biden snow?
It's all fluff, and then when you meet a vehicle, it takes a while to figure out where you're at.
Well, all right. Travel carefully with that snow. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's the heavy lift, or what, I guess, given the fact that it's a politically charged time in election year, what's the realistic thing for a heavy lift, the infrastructure bill, something of that nature. We'll talk with Congressman Armstrong about that after this. Don't go away.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools,
state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
I have neck problems, and my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Buick, the official SUV of March Madness, the final for Atlanta 2020. 0% APR for qualified buyers on most 2020 Buick SUV models, plus current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. Get $1,600 purchase allowance on most models. Find out more about that and your lifetime warranty at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Back with our final segment, more conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Questions, comments, welcome. You can text me at 367-2054. You can also text Todd at 226-8503, or you can give us a call, 701-258-0550. Is it realistic to think there might be some actually important heavy-duty legislation in the House before Election Day, like an infrastructure bill, for example?
I'm hopeful. I don't think we'll see an infrastructure bill. I think the highway funding bill will be as good as we can get. I think the best place to have the best chance, and I don't know how good a chance it is, but is on some kind of prescription drug pricing reform. Just because there are bipartisan bills that have passed out of both chambers and both committees that they passed out of committees in the House bipartisan. They didn't pass out of the full House bipartisan. So there's at least a working framework there, and it's something that the White House has been actively engaged in. So I think if you were going to look for something substantial, the best chance we would have is on some kind of prescription drug pricing package.
A texter wants to know if you think Joe Biden will be tougher for Trump to beat than Bernie Sanders.
I would hope so. I mean, say whatever you want. I don't think he's a very strong candidate, but I hope the American people were not willing. I don't Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, rural, urban. We're not willing to. We're willing to elect a socialist. I mean, it's that goes so far beyond what we normally talk about in politics. But I mean, I don't think I like President Trump's chances either way.
First, Scott, could you ask Congressman Armstrong if it is wrong for the U.S. taxpayers to have to pay for health care for Congress? I couldn't find this in the Constitution.
We just so everybody's aware on that, we are on Obamacare. We are on the Affordable Care Act, just like everybody else. That's one of the things. I'm actually still on my wife's employment plan back home because it was easier to do that with two kids that are in North Dakota than trying to deal with it out here. I think that's one of those things. I mean, when Obamacare passed, everybody in Congress went on the same plan as they did.
All right, let's see what's next here. Another texter says to thank you for sending a letter of support regarding the cattle producers' concerns on reopening Brazilian beef imports. The Independent Beef Association and U.S. Cattlemen's Association give you an A-plus on addressing our concerns on imports coming from Brazil. The packing industry in Brazil is corrupt. Their standards of processing beef in Brazil are horrible. Consumers should not be subjected to this product. Brazil because it currently, if it's repackaged, it's considered product of the U.S. We would also like your support on the Beef Integrity Act.
Yeah, and just so your texter is aware that it would mean the letter is the first step. We continue to put pressure on them, and that's exactly right. Outside of the market forces that are really detrimental to cattle producers right now, he hit on it exactly right. We produce the best beef in the world, and the way that this stuff comes in, and the way that Brazil has not proven capable of meeting the basic requirements, let alone U.S. beef requirements, and the game of where you send 55 T-bones in a box and repackage them into four T-bones and then get state packaged in the USA is just not appropriate, and that's not how things should be done.
There's probably no one in Congress that knows as much as you do about the oil and gas industry because you grew up in it. You've lived it. And oil and gas is always a target for elimination, taxation, more regulation. Just watch a Democratic debate. Unfortunately, I saw a concern that came from the State of North Dakota Land Trust Board making the industry a target. Some people are calling this now because Governor Burgum is about the only person defending the industry to say this is punitive, we shouldn't do it. Is, oh, you're trying to give them a tax break like this is a bad thing. I'm thinking, well, they do pay half of our taxes. But anyway, our government is addicted to oil. I mean, it pays a big chunk of our government funding. Should we be concerned that between presidential candidates lining up against the industry and state land board members trying to be punitive, oil prices plunging over the last 30 days, that we're in danger of screwing up a really good thing here?
Well, yeah, I mean, just overall market effects too. I mean, we love the Bakken. We produce some of the 1.5 million barrels a day of the best crude in the world, but it's very capital intensive to do, and we are competing with capital for other areas and other places. And if you have the combined forces of what is going on with some of my more radical friends in Congress, and also dealing with that, but we have to get back to understanding a little bit about the North Dakota industry. We don't gas. There's a reason associated gas is called associated gas, and until the infrastructure is in place, gas is treated much more like a problem than, I mean, we're trying to get the, I mean, whether it's the state of North Dakota, private royalty owner, private working interest owner, everybody would rather have the 20% royalty on a $52 barrel of oil than a 20% royalty on a 275 MCF of gas. And what I think we always have to recognize is it's not an either or. If you put draconian measures on gas prices, you will have less oil produced. And we don't do a good enough job of explaining that. And I don't know anybody who would give up $18 to get 30 cents.
Yeah, it really is. I couldn't agree with you more. It's not explained well enough. It's not understood. And so you have, a constant critic.
And gas, and gas infrastructure is incredibly expensive to put in.
Oh, my gosh.
Put in by companies. You know, our
$18 billion investment. You're absolutely right, Kelly. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Sorry we didn't have more time, folks. God bless you, one and all.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.